This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question of false views of truth. If we cannot learn the truth, then it follows that the Bible is not even a meaningful revelation from God to man. Even if the Bible were the Word of God, and of course it is, if we could not learn what it teaches, then it would not be a meaningful revelation from God to man. God's people are to study the truth. They are to learn the truth, to live the truth, and to preach the truth. Notice the statement of the Bible is recorded in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, as it describes nobility to the people of Berea. And it says that they were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if the things that were taught, that is, by the Apostle Paul, were true. All of this entails their ability of being able to study the Scriptures and come to knowledge of it. Further, we're taught in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Now, this obligation requires that men not only be able to study the Bible, but that they be able to learn what it says, that is, to come to knowledge of it. If it were not possible for one to come to knowledge of the truth, there would be no way he could prove one thing to be right and another thing to be wrong. Now, the fact that each of us must study the Bible for himself, that not one of us knows everything, and that each one of us is liable to error, does not mean that just any and every interpretation of the Bible will be acceptable to God. The Bible teaches just what it teaches without regard to what I or anyone else thinks about it. And so I repeat, truth is objective and absolute. It is not subjective and relative. Now, by that I mean that if the Bible teaches that Jesus arose from the dead, and one man comes along and says, well, as I read the Bible, I interpret it to mean that he did not rise from the dead, or that he was not born of the Virgin, I submit to you that that interpretation is wrong. The Bible plainly, unequivocally declares that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, and it plainly and unequivocally declares that Jesus was raised from the dead, and in fact makes clear that if such is not the case, then our faith is in vain. But we can all thank the Lord today that our faith is not in vain. We can read the Bible and know that Jesus had preexistence as the Word, as we read in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in John 1, verse 14, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, with eternal existence, became flesh. That is, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He lived a perfect life here on this earth, gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and was raised from the dead on the third day. All of those are plain and simple facts stated in the Bible, and all modernist to the contrary does not change that. It simply does not matter today that someone draws a conclusion as he reads the Bible that Jesus was not raised from the dead, for the plain and simple message of the Bible is that he was raised from the dead. And so truth is not merely subjective. It is objective. It is not dependent upon the interpretations of the human mind. In the eighth place, as we consider various false views of truth, I point out to you that it is a false view of truth to hold that there is a middle ground between truth and error. There is a view that somehow or other there is some sort of middle ground between truth and error. According to this, one does not necessarily espouse error if he rejects the truth. However, I call your attention to the fact that Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. He both knew and taught that there is no middle ground between truth and error. He also taught that men cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus knew that there is no neutral ground between the two alternatives of truth and error. And I plead with each of you today to make that same distinction that Jesus made.